Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bob, also known as Dr. Be Real. This is my review of the second half of Chapter 4, that's part of the second volume of his book. I put a link to it in the description if you want to get a copy. So the second part of this chapter deals with women continuing to promote communism and Islam to destroy the West, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly. That all this is being done to attack white males who are the ones that built and keeps Western civilization going. He discusses how in Australia they're now hiring female soldiers with quotas, and that it's being done to undermine the national defenses of the nation. Yes, that's a possibility, but I see women entering the armed forces the way I see women entering college, nursing, and teaching. The military is like college was 40 or 50 years ago. The men outnumber the women for now, and women are trying to get into the military to find some sexy eligible bachelor officer, or they're just joining to ride the Brewster roller coaster. I don't think there's some conspiracy to replace men in the military to make the country weak, so it can't fight a war. The wars of the future will be fought with remote-controlled machines, after all. One guy that used to work in the US Navy told me that it was actually a ship filled with one-third females, that those women knew they had men as a captive audience and started a prostitution ring on the ship, or were just using their Navy career as a way to have sex with tons of built guys. The medical officer on the ship had to hand out condoms and tell everyone to use them. They weren't supposed to be having sex in the first place. The brass couldn't stop it, so they opted to basically try and mitigate the effects. Women started going into nursing about 120 years ago, because most of the other nurses were male, and all the doctors are males too. So it was a way to have a greater choice of men to breed with. Today, however, the female nurses outnumber the doctors and the male nurses, so only the best-looking ones can get one. At one time when women first got into nursing, the majority were male, and those women lucked out and the other women saw the situation, and they chose to get into that field as well. Eventually, I'm predicting the military will be 60 to 70% female. The women will be doing most of the support roles, while men will still be the ones doing the frontline fighting. Most of the higher-up positions will be male intelligent officers, and women will try to get with them. Once a specific space that used to be male is conquered, women simply move on to the next field. Something tells me they won't be plumbers and construction workers, though. Those are fields that men can hide in. But back to the book. Bob says that today's feminist women that are anti-male are like Hitler's Furies, the women he used to support the Holocaust. He believes that the slogans from the left, like kill all white men, are mirroring what happened in Germany under Mr. Mustache. He brings up the 10 steps that fourth-wave feminists are using to destroy Western societies. I'll bring those up in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to feminist women trying to destroy society so they can rule over its ruins, clown world show. So the first of 10 steps the feminists use is exploiting democracy by saying that they're for equality, peace, and love. The second step is by buying the voice in the ear of the people through the mainstream media. But I think this strategy is failing because the lamestream media is trying to meme, but they're failing miserably at it. Step 3 is to destroy the family unit by promoting single motherhood, by using the family courts to abuse and destroy fathers, and shame anyone that attacks single mothers, while at the same time attacking single fathers by saying their children need their mothers in their lives. Even lefties are attacking gay single fathers for using surrogacy. Step 4 is to promote communism and socialism using the media and education. So even if the media fails, the kids will still be indoctrinated. Step 4 also includes marginalizing the competency and authority of white males. Step number 5 is to attack nationalism and national pride. This includes flooding the West with non-white immigrants, insulting and demoralizing veterans, and promoting the idea that anyone that's nationalist is a fascist. Step number 6 is to overturn Western values. This is what the Chinese did, which was to attack old culture and old customs. Anything that's old is now offensive and labeled as a hate speech, which silences their opposition. Number 7 is about diminishing the body and mind, especially by glorifying obesity, laziness, pushing the legislation of drugs, and reducing lifespans. also putting crushing debt burdens on young people for their own college indoctrination. I'd also add something he missed, which is promoting sexual promiscuity, which makes women unstable from having miles and miles of cock run right through them all the time. Step number 8 is to ruin people financially and with regards to social capability. This is done through unlimited social welfare programs and money printing, or runaway government spending. If you're the government, poor and sick people don't have the resources to fight back against you. I'd also have to add the promotion of mental illness to this list through social media. I also wish that step number 8 was as clear as the last ones that Bob brought up before it. Step number 9 is removing the ability to fight. Things such as defund the police. Bob wrote this before that became a thing. Also take away people's weapons so they can't fight back. This is what communist regimes have always done. The 10th and final step is to overthrow the government and finally win. Get rid of the defenseless enemies in the population quickly after that, and start promoting the idea that everyone should live based on Islam and communist principles. Bob also thinks that such a regime would get rid of gays and trans people because they love freedom, because they'll be resistant to losing their freedom. Bob says that such a state would force women into rape camps to expand the population. Sure, you can force women to get pregnant and give birth, but you can't force her to raise that child. Fertility rates will keep dropping for the foreseeable future. Plus, how do you convert everyone to Islam and communism simultaneously? Those two ideologies are opposed to one another. The next part of the chapter is about fighting soldiers from your enemy. Bob shows a healthy, tall male in the armed forces and next to him an obese female Marine. He brings up how women that are in combat roles can't take the physical and emotional tolls. He shares a story from one woman named Captain Katie Petronio. She said this in a combat role that she had, and I quote, 5 years later, I'm physically not the woman I was, and my views have greatly changed on the possibility of women having successful long careers while serving in the infantry. I can say from firsthand experience in Iraq and Afghanistan, and not just emotion, that we haven't even begun to analyze and comprehend this gender-specific medical issues and overall physical toll continuous combat operations will have on females. Even if a female can meet the short-term physical, mental, and moral leadership requirements of an infantry officer, by the time she's eligible to serve in a strategic leadership position at the 20-year mark or beyond, there's a minuscule probability that she'll be physically capable of serving at all, unquote. So there you have it, folks. You heard it from the horse's mouth. She says we're not all created equal and says women shouldn't be in combat roles. Yet governments in the West are imposing female hiring quotas with regards to recruitment for the military. I guess that after their response to COVID, we know that the land of Oz has gone completely bananas. Bob says that there were 50 jobs posted in Australia at the time of writing this chapter for the military, and only 15 of them were available to men. I wish he spoke about the situation for the police as well. In Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are pushing to make half the force female. Since most of the force is male, that means that 60 to 70% of new recruits have to be female. That's why I don't think we'll ever see a push to defund the police, if most of them are female. This goes directly against the beliefs of Black Lives Matter. But I can easily see a situation where criminals are raping incompetent female police officers. Like teaching, the conventional military will be obsolete one day, replaced by robots. Female teachers are just glorified babysitters with the gold star letters BA next to their name. I thought the future of war was going to be robots versus Islam. Now thinking it'll probably be robots versus women. Bob then continues by saying that in 2016, Australia's female rugby team couldn't beat a bunch of 12 to 14-year-old boys that played on the weekends for fun. The US female soccer team also was beat by a bunch of 15-year-old boys too. Ironically, in contact sports, Bob says that 20 years ago, if a man hit a woman so hard she had to go to the hospital, he'd be in prison. Now, under fourth wave feminism, he can be paid for it, referring to trans athletes in mixed martial arts and rugby. The point is, if women can't stand up to boys on the sports field, how are they ever supposed to stand up to fully grown men on the battlefield? Then he shows us two pictures, one with a bunch of male soldiers and then another with a bunch of female soldiers, and asks us who he would rather fight in battle. Beyond the physical limitations, there's also the mental ones, and women tend to panic more when something goes wrong. The story of that Scandinavian frigate that hit a bunch of rocks that was actually commanded by females and sank in a hurry should be a warning to everyone. Women run from danger and our governments want to send them into danger. There's the paradox. Even if they could operate those robots remotely, fear is more likely to kick in and cancel out their training. I also like how Bob doesn't make any conclusions as to why this is happening because he doesn't know if there's outside subversion from Russia, China, or communists that are destroying the West from within. I think it's from within, because that's the way most great empires destroy themselves, from the inside out. I have a theory as to why this is happening. I think it's self-sabotage on purpose to fix problems that weren't there before. Previous generations fixed problems like food scarcity and energy scarcity, and because we don't have complex issues in our time to work through, that takes purpose away from most of us. That it's bored women that need a source of drama and entertainment that aren't being checked that are leading to the destruction of the West. Countries that aren't as prosperous and where civilization had to deal with poverty aren't as woke these days because they have actual problems to solve and don't have the luxury to create woke problems instead. I also think societies that aren't creative enough to create imaginary problems end up destroying themselves. That they're simply trying to fix the system that already runs as perfectly and as efficiently as possible. Which means that by default, if they try and fix it, it's going to make it worse, not better. Humans get restless and need to take action, even if that action is unneeded. It takes discipline to do nothing when your instincts are telling you to do something. Bob's just saying with regards to the military that if you lower your standards for women, it doesn't matter to your enemy, because the standards were put there for a reason. He also brings up the US Air Force A-10 Warthog pilot that met the standards set by male pilots and contributed greatly to the force. Unlike that female F-35 pilot that crashed her plane in the South China Sea, off the deck of an aircraft carrier. He ends the chapter with an essay on toxic masculinity and gender in the Australian Defense Force. But I'll let you guys read that for yourselves. Once again, if you want to get a copy of Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, the link is in the description. Once again, there's also a link to the MGTOW book collection as well. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dr. B. Real for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women in the US Navy are too busy smashing their fellow male sailors to see that the men on the other side are about to smash them with rockets and torpedoes. And I'm not talking about the sex toy variety. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that believe military intelligence has to do with the size of their breast tissue away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.